listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Support for federal Labor has dropped a little, with the latest Resolve survey showing the primary vote is down 2 points to 30%, while the coalition's primary vote has jumped to 36%. The opposition's Barnaby Joyce telling Seven the PM needs to shift his focus.
Yeah, climate change, lovely discussion, but you better make sure I got some loot in my wallet at the end of the week, because otherwise I have no dignity. You just seem to be focused on the things that really comfortable people focus on, and not focused on the things that people are doing a tough focus on.
Independent Fabiano Cangelosi is promising to fight for transparency in the lead-up to the Legislative Council elections. Running for LWIC, the prominent lawyer says he's tired of fighting Glenorchy Council for info on managing community assets, and he's committed to introducing a private members bill within 100 days of being elected on May 4.
If passed, it would mean that you, the community, always get to see how the council is managing your assets.
A man and woman are lucky to be alive after being spotted in the water 2 km from the shore by a pair of kayakers. Their tinny capsized in the northwest off Hawley Beach yesterday, in the water for 90 minutes before the alarm was raised. An earthquake has struck near Lower Longley between Huonville and Kingston overnight. 24 people have submitted felt reports from the area, the magnitude 2.3 detected at 10:07 p.m. And Tassie's gone backwards in 4 of the 8 key indicators in the latest State of the States report. To sport now, and the Harley hype isn't slowing down anytime soon, with West Coast able from today to extend the contract of young star Harley Reid. Cats legend Stevie J telling us Reid could be the Eagles' next million-dollar man.
I know Nick Nat, when he was at the peak of his powers, he was getting paid, say, 80% of his contract was probably what he was deserving as a footballer, and then another 20% on top of that for what he brings in terms of value to the footy club. I think he deserves to be the highest paid player.